Back on the KCII PM sports page, let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athletes of the Week this week. It's Washington's Pasquale Mendoza and Ben Boffman.
Guys, coming off of a big win, 6-3 against Keokuk on Tuesday. Pasquale, let's start with you. Offensively, you know, you had two goals on it. When I was talking to Coach Hart, just waiting for that game where the offense breaks out, and it looked like that's what happened there on Tuesday.
Yeah, this whole season I felt like I was unlucky because I had a lot of shots, but just a little goalie just got them. But yeah, we did really good last night with our passing and communicated really well last night. I felt that's one of our biggest struggles for this season. We haven't communicated as well as I would like, but last night we did really good. Mm-hmm. And I just, I'm grateful that I have good teammates just so I can score for them, for the team.
Mm-hmm. Ben, I know that you normally the goalie, you're kind of out of goalie yesterday. How was that?
It was really fun. In my past, I've played just about every position on the field. My main passion was goalie, but circumstances made it so I wasn't able to play. But I was able to persevere and get through and be able to support my team in whatever way I could.
Mm-hmm. And how satisfying was it to come out with a big conference win and a sweep of the Chiefs?
It was really satisfying because we've been struggling this basically the entire season. Knowing that we would have a challenge, but it was possible, it was boosted our morale and really helped us get the W last night.
Mm-hmm. Pasquale, just kind of break down your two goals there on Tuesday.
Well, my two goals, I was on the right for most of the game, and my coach told me to switch sides to the left side, and Caleb had the ball in the midfield, and he crossed it over to me, and I chopped the ball, so the defender moved the other way, and I just looked for the corner, and I just hit the post and went in.
Mm-hmm. Ben, let's get back to you. As you mentioned, you're the goalie this year and leading the conference, you know, second season in goal for Washington. What's made you so successful this season?
Just a lot of practice. Throughout the years of being in high school, I have basically sat on the bench and watched Thomas Zimmer shine and learning from him and learning from my brother Jacob, who set the record back in 2014, mm-hmm. has really helped me know what to do and how to read defenses and understand how to break down strikers' shots and where to anticipate it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the school record. You were able to break the single game saves record earlier in the year. Take me back to that game. During the contest, did you kind of realize that you're right up there, or was that just after the game, like, wow, someone told you? How'd that all happen?
During the game, I had absolutely no idea. I don't try to focus on that during the game. I just try to keep my head in the game and understand what's going on at the current moment. Once I finally realized it at the end of the game, I got really excited. But during the game, I just keep my head in.
Ben, we'll start with you. Looking from last year, you know, you took over the reins of goalie in this year in your senior season. What do you think you've improved on the most?
I think I improved on being able to read where the ball goes a lot better, being able to make a defender make a bad shot and stopping the ball of wherever it's going to be heading.
Mm-hmm. Pasquale, what do you think you've improved on?
I actually improved on communication tremendously because my teammates selected me as captain, and as captain I have to be vocal and help my teammates learn from on and off the field. Mm-hmm. And I struggled a lot for communication and like talking in general, and I feel like I really got good at communicating.
Mm-hmm. That kind of led right into my next question. The leadership roles, and like you got that, Pasquale, senior season. Ben, what type of leadership role have you taken on for this team?
I've taken on a role as a senior mainly for helping younger kids learn what to do, how to play soccer precisely, as well as being the goalie. I also have the best vantage point on the field, so I have to be the vocal leader of the field, telling defenders where strikers are, who's open, and what needs to be covered.
Mm-hmm. Guys, something I want to talk about. Last week, Coach Hart's father, Russ Hayes, unfortunately passed away. And I know on Monday you guys did something pretty special for her. You wrote "For Russ" on your cleats, and she tells me that you two are the mastermind two of the masterminds behind it. So just kind of walk me through how that all came about and what made you decide to put four rusts on your cleats.
Coach Hart has done a lot for this program. She's dedicated so much time and effort into us. We decided that since she's dedicated so much time of her own personal time towards our program and towards us as players, we wanted to do something special for her. And since we knew that her father died recently, we wanted to dedicate our last part of our season directly to him.
Mm-hmm. Pasquale, how do you think she took that once she saw that that was on the cleats?
I think she appreciated it a lot because I don't see it just as a coach. I see it more than a coach, as someone that wants us to see us succeed. And I just am happy that we all came up and did it for her.
And have you guys seen it as kind of maybe a rallying cry for your team to kind of get around and motivate you moving forward?
Yeah, it definitely has helped motivate us. We've helped each other communicate a lot better, telling each other what we need to do. And this situation that came upon her and her family has really showed us that we really need to appreciate each other and that we can do more for her. Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to soccer, you know, coming off of the 6-3 victory over the Chiefs. How can you guys use that win moving forward? Or do you guys think that you've hit your stride now that we get to the hard part or the really crucial part of the season?
Yeah, I think getting that W last night was really good because now the teammates are pumped up for the rest of our season and we just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. And Ben?
With the W, it has really brought our morale up for the past however many games. We've had a long losing streak and it's really brought us down. But this 6-3 win has really boosted our confidence. And if we play the way we did last night against Fairfield coming up tomorrow, we will be able to definitely have a fighting chance. Mm-hmm.
This one's for you, Ben. Given that you are a senior, why don't you tell everyone what your future plans are this coming fall?
I plan on attending Loras College in Dubuque, as well as double majoring in criminal justice and psychology. I'm also going to be playing football. I'm also going to be trying to play soccer as well.
What made you realize Loras was the place to be?
I wasn't sure of where I wanted to go to college, but I had a bunch of colleges talking to me, trying to recruit me to come play for them. I took several visits to different colleges, and once I got on campus at Loras, I just got the feeling of family and this really strong connection between the players and coaches. And it just really felt like a place I was going to be able to thrive.
And your major, you mentioned criminal justice. What made you want to go that route?
Ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be a police officer. I've always had this protection embedded in my brain to where I always want to be the person on the front line protecting others.
Graduation's coming up in just a couple days. Congratulations on that. Is there going to be any tears flying on graduation day?
Possibly. I have a lot of family come down. Definitely going to see some from my family. I'm not sure for me, though.
Right on. Well, congratulations to that. Fellas, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for competition?
I really use it as to know that as long as I stretch, I'll be able to do well. And if I get injured, that moving it around instead of just keeping it still will help get blood flow to it and help it heal better. Mm-hmm.
Guys, I appreciate the time. Congrats on the nice win. Hope to keep things going.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's Pasquale Mendoza and Ben Boffman. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athletes of the Week. Pasquale and Ben contributed to a big win for the Demons on Tuesday. Let's step aside and we'll come back with more on the PM Sports page next on KCII.